ngibonile umthando oyiRepublican National Convention waseMilwaukee. Kukhanya uTrump nama-supporters akhe bakhanya belabuzane elikhulu. Ngibonile kulebe labantu abaningi abakhulumileyo, kwaba labantu akade besenza i-entertainment, laba bamaziyo uHulk Hogan owe-wrestling laye kade khona. Bonke besithi bakhuthaza ukuthi uzulu wonke owe-America evotele uTrump. UTrump waphinda wathi ukuthi hhayi yena bona kuwumusa kaNkulunkulu ukuthi waphepha ekuthini kulo muntu wayefuna ukuthi emdule esiyembulayo.
Ye, ngazizangela ngapha kumademokrati, siyabona umongameli Biden wangiyagulagula i-COVID lokunye, njalo abanye bathi hayi kamembijana befaka omunye. Kuya ngaphi konke?
Umongameli Biden eminyakeni emine edlulileyo usebenze kanzima ukuthi ize-economy, ukubona kwe-America kwamanye amazwe, le mpilakahle nje yabantu be-America enciphisa ukudula kwama-drugs lawa awe-diabetes, i-insulin. Kodwa khumbule njalo ukuthi umongameli Biden wayengu-vice president ka-President Obama oweminyaka eyi-8 siyangalombili. Wasuka lapho wathatha-ke waphuma owaminyaka emine, waphinda wangena waba ngu-president. Abaziyo ngama-ofisi amakhulu abo-president bakwazi ukuthi i-schedule sangikhona, indlela, imihlangano, lokuhamba, lokubhodabhoda, kuba kuningi kakhulu ukuthi ngoba la usesemusha ukuthi unidiniwe. Kodwa esimlandelelayo ukuthi u-president Biden yena usekhulile, uyavuma laye ukuthi usekhulile. So kulobu ungabi kwazi-ke abantu sokungama-doubts ukuthi bamahungahunga ukuthi engxenye engagcine sithi hhayi uthami-ke mphumule. Kodwa umuntu okade khola ukuthi uTrump nganqoba last time ngo-2020 ngizanqoba futhi. So yinto amademokrati osomele beyisebenze beyibone ukuthi besiya phambili bazazisebenza njani.